you out of here.
Epilogue. The Shalorna sun shone down on the girls and me as we sat in rather comfortable lawn chairs on the edge of the dock. Delaney, Freya, Veda, and I all held piña coladas, while Sophie sipped water. She looked at her glass and frowned.
I still don't think it's fair that I can't have a drink.
Would you rather life be fair or you be dead?
Delaney poked fun.
Your body has a lot of recovering to do. We are lucky we didn't lose you.
Sophie shrugged, pouting, but okay with it. We all stared out into the harbor, which was blissfully free of any ships.
Hey, did any of you see how they got the ship out of here?
Veda stopped mid-sip and answered, Coast Guard tow. They took it while we were at the hospital with Sophie.
Speaking of the hospital,
Sophie said,
why didn't you take me to a vet?
Veda rolled her eyes.
Really? A vet wouldn't have had any idea what you were up against, not the equipment to handle it. They did what they had to do.
And unfortunately, that meant having to let Dr. Candela in on your little secret,
Delaney said, sounding completely guilt-free.
It worked out well, though, Freya tossed in. I think we can trust her.
That's what I thought about Sage,
Sophie said quietly.
Hey,
I said, reaching over to run my fingers through her hair.
Don't feel bad about Sage. None of us had any clue about her. We couldn't have.
Did you hear what Candela said?
What do you mean?
Sophie asked, tipping her sunglasses down to look at me. She talked to Sage's father. Sage has been off the rails for years. Of course, he had no idea how badly. Turns out she doesn't own the lab in Iowa. He does. She hasn't been allowed to work there since her early 20s. He said he had always felt guilty that he didn't recognize her psychopathy sooner, and he's convinced it was simply because his love for his daughter blinded him. Anyway, when he found out about everything, he started digging. Turns out she's been embezzling money from his company for over 10 years without him knowing about it. That is how she could fund her life.
Jesus, does it never stop with her?
Sophie whispered, sipping her water.
Nope, Freya replied, as her phone dinged in her back pocket. And it doesn't stop with these damn messages either. Everyone and their brother wants to fly down to see a ship that isn't even here anymore.
Delaney laughed.
We've already got enough people here. The businesses are happy, but everyone is snooping around trying to make up a mystery.
Veda didn't laugh. Instead, she looked over to Freya and asked,
Did you give Melissa Dulst the answer to the mystery about her brother?
Freya nodded slowly.
I did. I spared her the details of her brother turning into a stone-cold murderer at the end. She just knows he died on the ship before the passengers were tortured. Same with Anhel Hommenlock. They don't need to live their lives thinking about that horror.
That was very thoughtful of you, I told her, catching a glimpse of a figure walking up the dock towards us.
Speaking of thoughtful, Veda, you're up.
Veda turned her head and smiled.
It's about time Benny got here.
The five of us got up and waited for Benny to walk to us. He put his arm around Veda's shoulder and gave her a kind of fatherly half-hug.
Now, what the hell am I doing out here? I should be preparing for the next set of tourists that are booked to go diving.
I've got something for you, Veda told him, waving at the end of the dock. It's right over there.
Benny wandered to the end of the dock and looked around. There were two rows of jet skis and four boats tied up around the dock. He looked right over them and then turned around.
What am I looking for exactly?
Veda gave him a massive smile and outstretched her arm, pointing at the boat she'd built for him.
That's the boat I restored.
Benny squinted and found the boat she was pointing at. His eyes went wide.
It's that one!
Yep, and I have a surprise for you, she said. Start her up.
Benny hopped in the boat without a second thought. He put the key in the ignition and turned it. Then he turned it again. He put his ear closer to the ignition and turned it a third time. Veda hopped on the boat with him.
Stop! Stop! You'll burn out the ignition!
What do you mean? It never turned over!
He answered, puzzled.
I promise you, it did, she said slyly.
She put the boat in gear and gave it some gas, just enough to move it forward a couple of feet. Then she parked it again. When she turned around, Benny was staring at her, mouth dropped open.
Veda, I couldn't hear a thing.
I know, Veda bubbled. I made you a silent engine for your fishing trips. It is also waveless. I mean, truly waveless. So reef dives will be calmer, too.
Benny stared around the different parts of the boat for a moment in complete disbelief.
You're giving this to me?
Yes, I am. And I don't want to hear a single word about it. You don't need to deal with bitching tourists anymore. Plus, you can now offer something nobody else on the island has.
Veda was happier than I'd seen her in a while. Benny teared up and wrapped his arms around her.
This comes at just the perfect time. I have something for you too.
Really?
Veda asked, letting go of him.
Yep,
Benny said. He dug in his pocket and pulled out a set of keys. He peeled one off and handed it to her.
Here you go. There's the shop.
What?
Veda asked, taking the key from him.
What do you mean?
You get the shop,
Benny said, smiling.
Not right now, but it's yours when I'm done with it, or I'm dead. You're the only one I can stand to think of running that place.
Veda didn't have words, so she wrapped Benny in another hug.
Thank you,
she whispered.
You're welcome, sweet Veda. I have something for your friends, too,
he said, looking over at Sophie. Benny and Veda turned the boat off and joined us back on the dock. Benny stood in front of Sophie and pulled something out of his back pocket. He held his hand out to her. In it was a business card.
What is this?
Sophie asked, pushing her sunglasses up on her head.
That is the name and number of someone who may help you out with finding some more information about your special skills,
Benny said knowingly. Sophie's eyes flew to Veda.
You told him?
Hell no, Veda said, staring at Benny.
How did you know?
I've suspected for a while,
Benny answered, smiling.
I used to work with dolphins and other certain kinds of animals, and the look in their eyes is how I could tell them apart underwater. I knew when I met Sam that she had Sophie's eyes. I would have staked my life on it. Then there were rumors about a dog being in a hospital, and I heard you'd been injured too. I just had enough reasons to tell you I knew. Please know I will not tell a soul.
Sophie didn't blink.
Fucking smart people. Why do I hang out with smart people?
She broke out in laughter, as did the rest of us. When she was done laughing, Sophie glanced at the card Benny had given her.
What is this?
That is the information for a scientist friend of mine that may help you get some answers about yourself. I assume that is why you had a geneticist friend?
Benny smiled.
Hell, I don't even know me, Sophie joked. I didn't expect anyone else to figure me out. Pipe dreams.
You don't have to use it. Just know he's available if you want to. I haven't contacted him or anything. Just tell him I sent you. That will be enough,
Benny told her. Sophie stood up and put her arms around Benny's neck, and he got a third hug inside the span of 5 minutes.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
he told her, awkwardly patting her on the back.
Now, how about we all go take this boat out for a spin?
The girls were up immediately. Freya took her phone out of her pocket and held it up.
Can I dump this overboard while we're out?
If you want to,
Benny shrugged, not knowing why she would. The rest of us laughed and made our way onto the boat. As Benny pulled us out of the harbor, we collectively seemed to let out a deep breath we didn't know we'd been holding. He pushed the throttle, and the faster we went and the more wind blew through my hair, the more I forgot about the disaster of a case we just solved. Instead, my mind drifted to how I could talk Sophie into finding out about her past and her abilities. I smiled her way as the plan started to formulate.
This concludes Supernatural Inc. 3 by Simon Archer. Narrated by Gabriel McKnight. Copyright 2022 by Simon Archer. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Simon Archer
and was produced in the year 2022 by Tantor Media Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books, which holds the copyright thereto. Please visit Tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.